that person cooking your meal in the kitchen back there, the chef, probably doesn't have a degree in nutrition. And what they put on the plate is not necessarily what you should eat, at least not all of it. It's their job to impress you. And so they want to show you that you're getting a lot of food for your money. They want it to be impressive in size, and they want it to be impressive in taste. And a lot of times, fat equals flavor.
True.
And so you shouldn't necessarily eat everything that's on your plate. And, you know, our mothers didn't do us any favors.
Clean your plate.
Clean your plate. Eat everything on your plate. And what happens if you clean your plate? You get dessert. And, of course, then you eat dessert.
Sure.
And so you have no idea what you're taking in. And so what I do, and there are times when I feel like I'm starting to, you know, put on a few pounds, and I know then I have to push back, and I have to do the, it may be an oversimplification of it, but it really is basic math. You know, most people don't think of math as simple.
I'm one of those people.
You take in calories and you burn calories.
Okay.
And you must burn more calories than you take in, or the same amount if you are happy with your weight and you just want to maintain a weight. If you take in more calories than you burn, then those calories are going to add up and become pounds and pounds and pounds. So my mantra has always been, if you can't measure it, if you can't count it, don't eat it.
Really?
So if I'm in the mode that I need to lose weight, I measure everything, I count everything, I keep it in a log. And now this is easy to do if you're at home. Get yourself a kitchen scale. A lot of the things that you eat at home, you'll have a nutrition label on the side of a package, and you can see what the portion size should be. Or you can put something on your kitchen scale. Then look it up online. You know, it's easy now online. You can get the calorie amounts for just about any food. And then keep a log. You have to know what you're taking in. So keep track of it. Write it down.
You actually have logs that you write down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Measure it, count it, or don't eat it.
Now, when you go out to restaurants,
it's a little bit harder.
Right.
It's a little bit harder because you're not going to necessarily have the nutrition information available to you. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't get it or you can't figure it out. Ask questions. But if they don't, if they say, oh, I don't know, there are little tricks that you can use. For example, a piece of meat that's about the size of a deck of cards, that's about 3 ounces.
That's a good equation to keep in mind.
A cup of something is about the size of a fist. So, but do take, you can't take your kitchen scale into the restaurant, at least not without getting some stares. I've tried. but do take something where you can write it down and keep track of the information. The other part of the equation, literally, is that you then need to keep track of how much you're burning. So I've got this neat little device that I use. It's called Fitbit. It's an electronic pedometer. I wear it all the time.
Oh.
And when I'm at my computer, then it syncs to the website, and it tells me how many calories I've burned, how far I've walked, how far I've run. And it also has on the website where I can log my food in there. And so it'll say, it knows how much I weigh, and if I've got a goal where I need to lose weight, it adjusts that and says, okay, well, you can have this many calories today.
I like to have the math taken out of it for me.
Well, they'll do the math for you.